A fourth candidate has entered the race for two councilor-at-large seats on the Syracuse Kalmud Council. WAR's Chris Bolt reports progressive politics that oppose a conservative Congress and president might play a role in the local election.
Is it time for Syracuse City Hall to get a green tint? Frank Cetera of the Green Party believes so because of recent activism here around the environment or immigrants and against conservative Washington politics.
The Greens are in line with many of those policies that the CNY Solidarity Coalition and other social justice activist groups in Syracuse are espousing. In addition to that, all of us as candidates with the Greens, we are doing that work. We have been doing that work, and we continue to do that work.
He'd support pushing some of the city's economic development investments toward worker cooperatives, something that's gaining momentum in Rochester, Buffalo, and New York City to support small local businesses.
So those are jobs that are stable. Those are jobs that aren't going anywhere because the owners have control of them. If we take a small portion of money from our budget to create worker-owned business center and development opportunities instead of continually giving that money away to larger corporate developers, we can, you know, create more of those opportunities.
Cetera shares an idea of Green Party mayoral candidate Howie Hawkins of imposing a small income tax on people working in the city, including those who commute in.
Because Syracuse does need the workers who come from outside of the city. We need the folks in our eds and meds who are living in our surrounding suburbs and towns and villages. But we also need them to take on their fair share of responsibility for our city infrastructure that supports their employers and supports their jobs.
He says he'd like to make City Hall work better for residents by streaming live common council meetings, beefing up TNT groups, and figuring out, as most other snowy cities have done, a way to clear the sidewalks.
We have individuals who live here who need to get to work. We have families that need to go grocery shopping, and we have students that need to walk to their grade school, middle school, high school, and college locations. And we intend to take the burden off of the shoulders of individuals and onto the collective residents as a whole here in Syracuse.
Two councilor-at-large seats will be open this November's election. Cetera joins a field that now includes Kyle Madden, Tim Rudd, and Khalid Bey. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.